Bachelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Voyager 1, V'ger, what kind of trouble, Bob?
Voyager 2, the other spacecraft beyond the solar system, had problems in August. They got it fixed. Voyager 1 now has had some computer problems. And one of the three onboard computers had a problem. It was not sending back usable data. The engineers are troubleshooting it. They hope in a couple of weeks to get the problem fixed. Both of these spacecraft are going to run out of power sometime in 25 after almost a half century in space operating. They are the oldest continuous running computers ever built, having run for them, what is it now, 50 years almost. But the Voyager 1, they might recover it, they might not, but even if they do recover it, the spacecraft will run out of power in about 2 years, John.
V'ger was a science fiction movie, I understand, but it's real to me. We go to Bennu. Bennu's sample return was a great success, but they've run into a problem. What is it?
Yes, the sample return capsule landed. They got it into its curating facility where it's kept in a nitrogen environment. They only access it with glove boxes separated from it. They can't get the return sample capsule open because two screws basically have been stripped. They can't unscrew them. And so NASA is in the process of developing what they call special screwdrivers that will not contaminate the environment inside that glove box. And until they get that ready, they can't open the canister to get to the main body of samples that are captured within the in the canister. There was extra samples outside the canister that they've already been able to look at, and they've gotten some data from them. But until they get those screws unscrewed, they won't be able to actually look at the capsule. And that's where we stand. On Earth you drill a screw out if it gets stripped like this. But I think they don't want to do that because drilling would put particles into the samples and they don't want to contaminate them. So they're going to come up with a way to maybe get these screws unscrewed using special screwdrivers.
Nature magazine, Nature Briefing just gave me an email that Bob posted quite some time ago. Record number of papers retracted in 2023. This is Nature saying it's a 4-minute read. What does this mean, Bob?
What they're finding is that there were 10,000 papers retracted last year, a record, a big smashing of the record, though the number of retracted papers has been increasing steadily. They give a lot of reasons why. The bottom line is it has to do with the corrupt academia that we're now stuck with right now that doesn't do a good
job. And the worst offenders is Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Russia, and China. What a surprise. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. V'ger 1 has served its time in space. Now it's time to go into that other life of V'ger 1, waiting for the Starship Enterprise. Bob Zimmerman, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.